Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of comfort.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Can you hear that? Okay, it's just me, Mom, and Auntie Betty, Loretta.
I'm sorry, who did you say?
It's just you, me, Mom, and Auntie Betty.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and start reading?
Yeah.
Okay, Leviticus 17, I believe. Yes. Okay, Leviticus 17, and we are speaking on the life is in the blood. The Lord gave to Moses these additional instructions for Aaron and the priests and for all the people of Israel. Any Israelite who sacrificed on ox, lamb, goats, anywhere except for the tabernacle is guilty of murder and shall be excommunicated from his nation. The purpose of this law is to stop the people of Israel from sacrificing in the open field and to cause them to bring their sacrifices to the priests at the entrance of the tabernacle and to burn the fat and savor the Lord will appreciate and enjoy. For in this way, the priests will be able to sprinkle the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the entrance of a tabernacle and to burn the fat as a savior the Lord will appreciate and enjoy. Instead of the people sacrificing to the evil spirit out in the field, this shall be a permanent law for you, for generation and generation. I repeat, anyone, whether an Israelite or a foreigner, living among you who offer a burnt offering or a sacrifice anywhere other than at the entrance of the tabernacle will be sacrificed to the Lord, shall be excommunicated. And I will turn my face against anyone, whether an Israelite or a foreigner living among you, who eats blood in any form, I will excommunicate him from the people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given you the blood to sprinkle upon the altar as an atonement for your soul. It is the blood that makes atonement because it is the life. That is the reasoning behind my decree to the people of Israel, that neither they nor any foreigner living among them may eat blood. Anyone, whether an Israelite or a foreigner living among you who goes hunting and kills an animal or a bird for food, must pour out the blood and cover it with dust, for the blood is the life. That is why I told the people of Israel never to eat it. For the life of every bird and animal, it is blood. Therefore, anyone who eats blood must be excommunicated. And anyone native-born or foreigner who eats the dead body of an animal that dies of itself or is torn by wild animal must be washed his clothes and bathe himself and be defiled until evening. After that, he shall be declared cleansed. But But if he does not wash his clothes and bathe, he shall suffer the consequences. Leviticus 17. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Life of the blood.
Amen.
We have two new callers. We have Auntie Carrie and Auntie Dot. Welcome.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and do a roll call. We have Loretta, Mom, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line.
Okay. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers today. Lord, call us to walk on the water with you. Secure our hope firmly in our heart, that we may avoid doubt, distraction, and despair. Be an anchor for our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All righty. Well, we'll go ahead and start with the program. And if you don't have anything to say, just say pass. I would like to start with Auntie Dodd.
Okay. Yes. I'm reading 1 John chapter 5, 1 through 11. Love God and keep his commandments. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves him, that begat love him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we are loved, the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandment. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment. And his commandments are not grievous. For whoever is born of God overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Who is that overcome the world, but that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And in the spirit that bear witness became the spirit in truth. For there are three that bear record of him: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the spirit and the water. And the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, who he had testified for his Son. He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believes not God has made himself a liar. Because he the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God gave to his. This is the record that God had given to us eternal life. and this is the life is in his son. Amen.
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 We had another call this morning. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Okay. All right. Next, Auntie Carrie?
I'm just going to listen tonight.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm coming from John chapter 15. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can he except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Next, we will have Loretta.
Okay. Let's see. I am coming from T.D. Jakes. Can you stand to be blessed? The topic is transforming. Transformers. Transforming truths are brought forth through the birth canal in seeking his face. It is while you are in his presence that he utters insights into your individual purpose and course. Jesus told a woman who had been wrestling with a crippling condition for 18 years that she was not really bound, that in fact she was loose. Immediately she was transformed by the renewing of her mind. No matter who left that impression upon you, God's words prevail. The obstacles of past scars can be overcome by present truth. Your deliverance will not start in your circumstances. It will always evolve out of your mentality. As the word of God waxes greater, the will of man becomes weaker. Paul said in Ephesians 5:26 that Jesus cleanses by the washing of water by the word. So turn the faucet on high and ease your mind down into the warm water of profound truth. Gently wash away every limitation and residue of past obstacles and gradually transform into the refreshed, renewed person you were created to become. Whenever someone tells you what you cannot do or be or what you can't get or attain, tell them, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I am a transformer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Auntie Marie, do you have anything you would like to share this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming from Hebrew 11th chapter, starting at the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the event of things that seem. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, So that thing which are seen was not made a thing which do appear. By faith, Abe offered unto God a more exuberantly sacrifice than Cain, by whom he obtained witness that he was righteousness, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaks. By the faith of Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleases God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Luke 8 and Habakkuk 3 and Timothy 6. The title is Hope Against Hope. When bad things happen, it's evident where our hope lies. We quickly turn to despair and hopelessness if we hope in our strength. But if our hope is in God, we look for miracles, joy, and peace, even in the most terrible situations. The woman in Luke reading had been bleeding for 12 years. She could have just accepted a miserable life outside of the community with those deemed unclean. But she sensed there was hope in Jesus. She only reached for his clothes, but her faith so impacted Jesus that he felt her presence. Jesus healed her, proving her hope was real, alive, and worth securing. Jairus sought Jesus' help for his daughter. Friends said she was dead, but Jairus had hoped that Jesus could undo death, and that is exactly what happened. Sometimes we feel abandoned, like God is nowhere to be found, but we have a living, tangible hope that doesn't go away based on feelings. We have the promise of God's presence, and we can have hope no matter what comes because of good and dependable God we serve. In prayer, Lord, give us hope and firm belief that you are good and you do great things. Let us carry within the hope that you fill our hearts with and sustain us through times of need. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. So I'm coming out of John 15. Since my sister Betty done read down to the 6th, I just finished. I saw that, the 6th verse.
Amen. Man,
if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, my word abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And the Father says, love me, so shall I love you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than no
Yeah. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friend if ye do whatsoever I commanded you. Henceforth I call you not a servant, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye shall go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. This, amen. This was our Sunday school lesson today.
And amen.
Me and my sister was on the same accord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay, well, this takes us to the next agenda item. I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you hear and answer our prayer for our sick and shut-in. We're asking for complete healing for Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Mom, Uncle Oliver, Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Dwight and family, Brian, Hubert, and Daniel Lowe, Tony, DeMarcus, Stacy, Malachi, Eric, Carlos, and the Wells family, Sister Shirley and family, Lydia and family, the Simmons family, the Rossiter family, the Verner family, the Boyers family, Valerie Crockett, the Hurd family, the Williams family, Miss Pam, Ruth Edwards, Marianne and family, Marilyn and family, the Dix family, the Aretha and Jesse Verner, the Moody family, Ali Holiday, Desert Kendrick, Rochelle Bessler, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, for you say that your desire above all things is that we all be in good health. And we thank you for being a God who heals us from all illness, sickness, and diseases. Father God, we speak the word. We speak your words over our sick and shut-ins. Make them whole again. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Loretta. And our next item is birthdays, the recognized birthdays for March 19th through March 25th.
Yep.
Okay, we have. Is Dwight's birthday on the 24th?
Yes.
Down?
Yes.
Okay.
And I feel it's in May the
23rd.
I feel it. Yeah. Uh huh.
March 23rd, okay. I have John Dimmons on the 21st. John the 2nd.
Yes, yes.
I have Michelle Grandy on the 21st. Any other birthdays? Okay, let me just repeat them. Simmons the 2nd on the 21st. We have Isaiah and Michelle on the 23rd. And we have Dwight
yes.
on the 24th.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Mom, would you like to sing the happy birthday song for us?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Alrighty, thank you for that, Mother. Okay, this is our round to do testimonies of poems or songs or anything else you would like to share. I would like to start with Auntie Carrie. Oh, she's passing. You just listen.
She's
to
a listener.
Okay, got it. Auntie Dodd?
Yes, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through 7. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hungry and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm coming from Ephesians 6, chapter starting at the 10th verse. Said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against authority, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, which ye shall be able to quicken all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. For me, that utter may be given unto me, I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Beloved brother, faithful minister in the Lord shall make known unto you all things whom I have sent unto you, the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that it might comfort you in your heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Alrighty, thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Mother, would you like to go next?
Yeah. Okay, I'm coming out of June 24th. Anyway, the seventh is our God is able.
Amen.
Amen. He is unable to to control inflation or the nation debt. The police can't eliminate violent crime or drug trafficking. You cannot control so many circumstances and situations. We may feel powerless and helpless, but we ought to take courage. In a world where so much seems to be out of control, it's good to know that God is able. Jude tells us that God is able to keep us from falling and to present us before the glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Jude 24 said, God is powerful enough to give us the strength to resist temptation, to avoid behavior that is spiritually, mentally, emotionally, or physically destructive. He is able, with our cooperation, to keep our mind, heart, and spirit focused on accomplishing his will and work. He is able to keep us walking in the path of joy and righteousness. Jesus can also keep us in the world that is to come. He is able to represent us personally before the Father in glory. He stands before the Father and say that we are his and that we fought the good fight, kept the faith, our course, and are therefore entitled to our crown. If God can keep us spotless from the world, if he can make our salvation a reality in the world to come, what is God unable to do? Only those things in which we limit by our disbelief or disobedience his ability to do. Let us turn God loose by unlasting our faith and putting on spiritual obedience so that we may see him accomplish great and marvelous things in and through us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Auntie Marie, do you have anything else to share this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming from 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. Beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembering, that ye may be mindful of the word which was spoken before by the Holy. Of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of him coming? But since the Father fell asleep, all these things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly ignorant of that by the word of God, that the heaven was old and the earth stand out of the water in the water. Thereby the world that then was being overflown with water perished, but the heaven and the earth which are now that the same word are kept in store, reserved until by again the day of judgment and predicted of ungodly men. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Okay. Loretta, you have any more news to share?
Sure. Still coming out of T.D. Jakes, Can You Stand to Be Blessed? The topic is, I am come in my Father's name. If you have agonized on bent knees, praying at the altar to know the purpose and will of God for your life, and his answer doesn't line up with your circumstances, then call it what God calls it. The doctor may call it cancer, but if God calls it healed, then call it what God calls it. The word of the Lord often stands alone. It has no attorney and need no witnesses. It can stand on its own merit. Whatever he says, you are. If you are to fight the challenges of this age, then shake the enemy's name and insults off your shoulders. Look the enemy in the eye without guilt and declare, I have not come clothed in the vesture of my past, nor will I use the opinions of this world for my defense. No, I am far wiser through the things I have suffered. Therefore, I have come in my Father's name. He has anointed my head, canceled my fears, and taught me who I am. I am covered by his anointing, comforted by his presence, and kept by his grace. Today, as never before, I stand in the identity he has given me and renounce every memory of who I was yesterday. I was called for such a time as this, and I have come in my Father's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta.
Amen.
That concludes our call for today. Does anyone have anything else they want to share before we go into the closing prayer? Okay, if you would bow your heads. God, we praise you because you are good and faithful and trustworthy. Thank you for testing us, refining us, and making us more and more like Christ. Keep working on us until we are who you created us to be. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless everyone in the White House and continue to bless America and other nations. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you, and good night.
Good night. Good night.
You all.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.